This is the reading for August 17th. Ecclesiastes 6. I have seen something else wrong here on earth that causes serious problems for people. God gives great wealth, riches, and honor to some people. They have everything they want. But God does not let them enjoy such things. A stranger enjoys them instead. This is useless and very wrong. A man might have 100 children and live a long time, but what good is it if he can't enjoy the good God gives him or have a proper burial? I say a baby born dead is better off than he is. A baby born dead is useless. It returns to darkness without even a name. That baby never saw the sun and never knew anything, but it finds more rest than that man. Even if he lives 2,000 years, he doesn't enjoy the good God gives him. Everyone is going to the same place. People work just to feed themselves, but they never seem to get enough to eat. In this way, a wise person is no better off than a fool. Then, too, it does a poor person little good to know how to get along in life. It is better to see what you have than to want more. Wanting more is useless, like chasing the wind. Whatever happens was planned long ago. Everyone knows what people are like. No one can argue with God, who is stronger than anyone. The more you say, the more useless it is. What good does it do? People have only a few useless days of life on the earth. Their short life passes like a shadow. Who knows what is best for them while they live? Who can tell them what the future will bring? Isaiah chapter 19. This is a message about Egypt. Look, the Lord is coming on a fast cloud to enter Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble before him, and Egypt's courage will melt away. The Lord says, I will cause the Egyptians to fight against themselves. People will fight with their relatives. Neighbors will fight neighbors. Cities will fight cities. Kingdoms will fight kingdoms. The Egyptians will be afraid, and I will ruin their plans. They will ask advice from their idols and spirits of the dead, from their mediums and fortune tellers. The Lord God All-Powerful says, I will hand Egypt over to a hard master, and a powerful king will rule over them. The sea will become dry, and the water will disappear from the Nile River. The canals will stink. The streams of Egypt will decrease and dry up. All the water plants will rot. All the plants along the banks of the Nile will die. Even the planted fields by the Nile will dry up, blow away, and disappear. The fishermen, all those who catch fish from the Nile, will groan and cry. Those who fish in the Nile will be sad. All the people who make cloth from flax will be sad, and those who weave linen will lose hope. Those who weave cloth will be broken. All those who work for money will be sad. The officers of the city of Zoan are fools. The wise men who advise the king of Egypt give wrong advice. How can you say to him, I am wise? How can you say, I am from the old family of the kings? Egypt, where are your wise men? Let them show you what the Lord All-Powerful has planned for Egypt. The officers of Zoan have been fooled. The leaders of Memphis have believed false things. So the leaders of Egypt lead that nation the wrong way. The Lord has made the leaders confused. They have led Egypt to wander in the wrong ways, like drunk people stumbling in their own vomit. There is nothing Egypt can do. No one there can help. In that day, the Egyptians will be like women. They will be afraid of the Lord All-Powerful because he will raise his hand to strike them down. The land of Judah will bring fear to Egypt. Anyone there who hears the name Judah will be afraid because the Lord All-Powerful has planned terrible things for them. At that time, five cities in Egypt will speak Hebrew, the language of Canaan, and they will promise to be loyal to the Lord All-Powerful. One of these cities will be named the City of Destruction. At that time, there will be an altar for the Lord in the middle of Egypt and a monument to the Lord at the border of Egypt. This will be a sign and a witness to the Lord All-Powerful in the land of Egypt. When the people cry to the Lord for help, he will send someone to save and defend them. He will rescue them from those who hurt them. So the Lord will show himself to the Egyptians, and then they will know he is the Lord. They will worship God and offer many sacrifices. They will make promises to the Lord and will keep them. The Lord will punish the Egyptians, but then he will heal them. They will come back to the Lord, and he will listen to their prayers and heal them. At that time, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians will go to Assyria. the Egyptians and Assyrians will worship God together. At that time, Israel, Assyria, and Egypt will join together, which will be a blessing for the earth. The Lord All-Powerful will bless them, saying, Egypt, you are my people. Assyria, I made you. Israel, I own you. You are all blessed. Isaiah chapter 20. Sargon, king of Assyria, sent a military commander to Ashdod to attack that city. So the commander attacked and captured it. Then the Lord spoke through Isaiah, son of Amos, saying, Take the rough cloth off your body and take your sandals off your feet. So Isaiah obeyed and walked around naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, Isaiah, my servant, has walked around naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign against Egypt and Cush. The king of Assyria will carry away prisoners from Egypt and Cush. Old people and young people will be led away naked and barefoot with their buttocks bare. So the Egyptians will be shamed. People who look to Cush for help will be afraid. And those who were amazed by Egypt's glory will be shamed. People who live near the sea will say, Look at those countries. We trusted them to help us. We ran to them so they would save us from the king of Assyria. So how will we be able to escape?